News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
Health concerns after rail wreck.
The governor of West Virginia has declared a state of emergency.
Messy mix sweeps through the mid-Atlantic.
Power outages, treacherous driving conditions, extreme cold.
Ruling blocks White House immigration action.
The Justice Department is indicating it will appeal.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. When oil tankers on a CSX train derailed yesterday in southern West Virginia, there was a massive fireball.
When it blew up, the flames were higher than the top of the mountain, and I could feel the heat on my face.
This morning, the fire is still burning. Oil is leaking into a river. Two water treatment plants have been shut down, and hundreds are out of their homes in several small towns. Reporter Brian Hughes of WOWK-TV is at the scene.
It is a very thick black smoke that continues to billow. That is causing some respiratory issues for anyone that is downwind this morning. But also, this oil is leaking into the Kanawha River. The oil is burning at the river, but there's also ice on the river. So there's a big concern that the oil will go underneath the ice. It's harder to trap. It's also much more difficult to contain.
And federal officials are now part of the investigation. CBS News transportation safety analyst Mark Rosenker.
The NTSB has investigated too many of these kinds of accidents, have made too many recommendations that have gone unheeded.
It was snowing at the time of the derailment, but it's not clear if weather played any role in the disaster. The weather's very much an issue for commuters this morning along the East Coast. There's snow in the Northeast and a messy mix farther south. CBS's Vicente Arenas in Charlotte.
A dangerous mix of heavy snow and freezing cold temperatures are making for messy roads across the southeast.
It's really bad. There's trucks turned over, cars getting stuck.
In Manassas, Virginia, more of the same.
I was just stopped in a line of traffic and then incredible big bang and whoa. And
CBS's Chip Reed is on the snowy Washington, D.C. mall.
The federal government is closed. Only emergency personnel are required to work today, and Congress does not qualify as emergency personnel. Smithsonian museums are all closed, including the Air and Space Museum. All the monuments and memorials are closed, including the Washington Monument.
Airlines have canceled more than 1,200 flights. The Justice Department will appeal a late-night ruling from a federal judge in Texas. CBS's Jan Crawford in Washington tells us it targets President Obama's executive action on immigration.
It temporarily would block the Obama administration from implementing these new immigration programs. It's in response to a lawsuit that was filed in Texas by 26 states. They're saying the programs would cost them millions and that the president has no authority to impose them.
2 years ago, the judge who issued the ruling was critical of a separate policy that reunites children smuggled into the U.S. with their parents who came here illegally. Citing U.S. sanctions, a major university is blocking Iranian students from its graduate programs. CBS's Heather Bosch joins us now.
The University of Massachusetts at Amherst says it won't allow Iranian nationals into some of its engineering and natural sciences programs. UMass says it's just following rules that Congress passed. Iranian citizens are not allowed visas if they plan to study energy or nuclear science. The U.S., of course, suspects Iran's trying to develop nuclear weapons. But critics say the university is misinterpreting the law and could be violating protections against discrimination.
Well, overseas, at least 20 people were killed today in an attack on a police station in Afghanistan. Reporter Catherine James in Kabul.
Four suicide bombers came in dressed as police in a police vehicle and detonated their suicide vests in the dining hall.
The Taliban claimed responsibility. In eastern Ukraine, both sides missed a deadline to begin withdrawing heavy weapons from the front lines. Government forces and pro-Russian rebels each demanded the other act first under the new ceasefire agreement. It's the World News Roundup, and it's 4 minutes after the hour.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This morning on WCHL, our area is still under a winter storm warning until 9 o'clock this morning. We have some snow out there, ice underneath. It is surprisingly slick out there this morning. You might not see the ice, but it's there. And there's a real chance also that you could lose power. We had some power outages early this morning. Duke Energy tells us there are zero power outages now. There were three west of Hillsboro earlier, but they've gotten those cleared up. But there's still a possibility that you could lose power because of ice on power lines and all that sort of thing. We'll talk about everything weather-related. Schools closed for the most part. University classes opening up at 11 o'clock today. Duke, same thing. And that's very unusual occurrence. We'll talk about all of that. You can go to chapelwood.com to get all the details. And we'll also talk about the Carolina Duke game coming up right here on WCHL's Tuesday Morning News.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05, 22 degrees in Chapel Hill, and we're not out of the woods yet. We have some very cold weather ahead of us, even though it's not, we don't have any precipitation right now in Chapel Hill Carrboro. Let's check in again with Ryan Ellis of the National Weather Service. And Ryan, what are the latest conditions and what's the prognosis for the next couple of days here?
Well, like you said, precipitation is ending out there. If you're east of Highway 1, we still have some lingering freezing rain out there, which is just adding insult to injury with kind of glazing over the sleet accumulation that's already out there. So road conditions kind of east of the triangle have gone downhill even more over the last hour or so. That's going to continue for the next couple of hours. But back to the west there in Chapel Hill where you are and points westward, we do expect things to be winding down now with no precipitation on the radar. But those road conditions still aren't that great. We still don't recommend travel, and we're not going to get any help from the sun today as far as melting goes.
Well, temperatures, I understand, will rise just a little above freezing, but only for a brief period of time. And as you said, not really long enough for much melting to occur. And what I'm looking at right now, you guys say it's really going to be cold again tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, this is an Arctic air mass coming in behind it with very, very cold temperatures. We're expecting record lows going into Wednesday night and Thursday night, where we could see single digits, probably around 5 degrees in the triangle with a little bit of a breeze going on. So we could easily see wind chills down around zero or even slightly below zero. So definitely you want to take care of yourself if you have to be out in the elements and, check on your neighbors and make sure they're okay too.
Well, all of that happening over the next couple of days. And what about for the weekend? What kind of weather we have coming up then?
The forecast for the weekend is pretty uncertain as the models try to figure out, this storm exiting and then what's coming in from the west. So things are a little bit uncertain, but there is a chance out there that we could see more winter precipitation types, especially Saturday. If one of the models pans out, then we're looking at much warmer temperatures and probably a mostly rain event. Either way, it does look like the weekend we are going to get wet.
My goodness. Well, Ryan, I know that you guys at the National Weather Service live for this kind of thing, and everybody shifts into really high gear when these weather emergencies occur, and we appreciate your hard work.
Thanks so much.
We'll be talking to you later on in the day. Ryan Ellis, meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Raleigh, keeping us up to date on our weather conditions. We have some, the precipitation has stopped for now, that's for sure, in our community, but certainly we have some cold weather on the way. And we're still under a winter storm warning up until 9 a.m. Snow and ice moved through our community yesterday afternoon, continued last night and during the overnight hours. Governor Pat McCrory spoke at a press conference late yesterday and said that he had taken measures to make emergency response as accessible as possible. In fact, advanced planning, not with just the state, but all of our local municipalities, really kept this from getting a lot worse than it is.
I also signed a state of emergency declaration, which allows us to leverage all state assets in response to this winter storm. Our emergency operations center officially reopened at noon today, and we've got our team together here and across the state. Our DOT has been out since yesterday preparing the roads. And last year, I also instructed the Highway Patrol not to leave any vehicles untouched and ensure that no one spends the night on the roads.
That is Governor Pat McCrory talking about advanced preparedness, and he was speaking there late yesterday. The incoming winter weather is accumulating on the roadways, or has accumulated, I should say, and travel is difficult, dangerous in our regular vehicles. But think about planes. If you're planning on doing some traveling out of the airport, might want to think again, do a little checking around before you go to the trouble of getting out there. There are some problems at Raleigh-Durham International. As of 5 a.m. today, more than 30 outgoing flights have been canceled, about six scheduled to depart earlier this morning. WCHL's Blake Hodge spoke with RDU spokesperson Mindy Hamlin about the situation at RDU.
Particularly when ice is in the forecast, is that airlines like to keep their aircraft out of the area. So we're seeing a lot of cancellations on inbound flights.
And how does it factor in as well, obviously, with the Northeast getting the brunt of this?
We had several cancellations to the Northeast, and so we are still seeing an impact from the weather that has been up there as well. The one thing that we do recommend to passengers, and this is always a good rule of thumb, is to contact your airline before coming to the airport to find out if your flight has been impacted by either weather here or weather in other parts of the country.
If it does trend to more ice, how does that differ from snow? I know you said that they like to keep it out of the area with it being ice. Is it just to another extent with ice rather than snow?
That is correct. Ice is a little tougher to handle because the aircraft has to be de-iced in the case of icing. And also with runways and taxiways, ice is a little bit different to handle, but we can get out in front of it. The airport authority is responsible for the runways and taxiways, and we have been pre-treating them in order to be able to ensure that the ice does not form on the runways and taxiways.
How does that operation get going? I guess, is that rather similar to the DOT on the roadways handling it for the taxiways there?
It is very similar, but we do have different equipment that we use because we are dealing with runways that have lights built into them, and we also use different chemicals, and we use aviation-grade sand.
That is Mindy Hamlin speaking with Blake Hodge from RDU. And again, we would recommend that if you're planning on flying, or if you're planning on flying out of RDU, or you expect somebody to be coming in, might be a good idea to call your individual airline, because it could the flight could be delayed, it could have been canceled, whatever, not just here, but in other parts of the country. As you know, in the Northeast, it's much worse than it is here. So a good idea to call your airlines and find out before you go to the trouble of trying to get out to the airport. They're trying to resume everything and back to normal about 11 o'clock today, but who knows if they'll actually be able to do that. Now, we have some power outages this morning, just a few. We had three reported west of Hillsboro. Duke Energy's Lee Friedman says additional crews have been on standby to respond. And, in fact, those three power outages we had earlier, they have been able to take care of already.
What we'll do is we'll wait for the storm to pass, and then we'll send damage assessors out into the area to respond to calls from customers. And then our line crews will come out and work as fast as they can, really as safe as they can, to restore the power.
With all this snow, sleet, and freezing rain that's been dumped on the area, Friedman warns that falling tree limbs and ice accumulation could bring down some power lines.
Use common sense. If there's a down power line, stay away from it. Whether or not you know it's live or dead, call Duke Energy at 1-800-POWER-ON and report that down line.
Friedman says it's also a good time to check on your friends, family, and neighbors.
It's a good opportunity to check on friends and family members who may have special needs, you know, throughout the evening and tomorrow, to make sure they're okay and if they need alternative arrangements to help them make those plans for them.
Call 1-800-POWER-ON to report outages, or if you happen to be a Duke Energy Progress customer, call 1-800-419-6356. As we prepare to move forward following this winter storm passing through, the work is certainly not over. Cold weather is here to stay. You heard Ryan Ellis talking a few moments ago how we will get down into single digits tomorrow night, with wind chill factors making it seem like it's zero or below. WCHL's Blake Hodge spoke with Interfaith Council's John Doerr about the IFC's plans in the coming days.
Well, I guess the biggest change between us and most organizations around town is that as most organizations are trying to figure out ways to close down and get their people home, we're figuring out ways to open up more and to get our people around. We have seen, because it's actually been a cold winter this year, I guess it kind of escapes a lot. Last year we had so much snow and ice that we thought it was harder. We've actually been open for bad weather more this year than we did last year. We've been averaging over 20 extra people a night at the men's shelter. We've actually seen women and children come in for bad weather nights, which is really kind of unusual for us, that they'd come in on an emergency basis. So as the weather is getting worse today, we're making sure that we can get all of our people in. We've got some people with four-wheel drive vehicles, and we'll be making shift changes and be moving, you know, staff around. The shelters will both be open, and we'll take in the people who want to get in out of the cold, since it's really going to be dangerous to be outside, and it has been lately. We had as many as 26 last Friday evening when the wind was blowing so hard, and when it gets dangerous, a lot of people come in, and we're happy to see them.
Is there a limit as to how many people you are able to house at any certain time, and does that change whenever we are experiencing inclement weather?
It does change somewhat. There's not a hard and fast limit. There will be in the new building when we get that open. There's a hard limit of 17 additional people, but not at the moment. So essentially we have been able to handle, we just end up with more people on the floor on cots, and we just pull out more blankets and get people inside. So.
Can you imagine the hardship not having a regular place to go when it's this cold? Just imagine that. And thanks to John Doward and the folks at the IFC for all that they do. It is 8:16 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. And now here is the inimitable Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Well, the good news is that a lot of people are heeding the warnings and staying at home this morning because of the roadways. And if you don't have to get out on the roads, it's probably best that you do stay at home because not all the roads are clear, as Blake Hodge has been saying all morning. Most of the side streets are causing problems, and he's been out in our Performance Auto Mall Storm Tracker, and I believe he's on the line to give us another update on what he's seeing.
I am, and been driving around on some of the highways to check those out, 15501 down near 54. There are actually a few cars that are abandoned on the highway, and I'm seeing that more and more pop up. People, whether it was trying to make it out or make it home last night, I should say, or whether they're trying to make it out this morning, can't tell in all the situations. A few of them, though, you can tell, as the governor told all the highway patrol troopers to make sure that no cars are left unattended. All of them have some caution tape around the mirror, I guess, to signal to the other troopers that this one has been checked on and that it's okay. There's nobody in this vehicle. But people are having to abandon vehicles in certain places, and even that happening on a major road there, 15501. So that tells you that if you are not in a vehicle that is prepared to handle these situations, then even the major roadways are going to be difficult for you. And as you were just saying, Nikki, as soon as you get off of those major thoroughfares, then you're going on to roads that have not been touched by the DOT up to this point. They're out here working hard. You can see all of the trucks out on the major roadways, but they just have not had a chance yet to get to these secondary roads. I was driving through campus. There are a lot of people out and about on campus on foot, walking around and walking to UNC hospitals. Of course, they've still got to be operating, and everybody was showing the dedication over there, trudging through the snow to get up to the hospital. So if you do have the option to stay home, I would definitely recommend that. Traffic has picked up a little bit, but it looks like most people are heeding that warning, Nikki.
Well, thanks a lot, Blake. We appreciate you calling in and sticking with us this morning, and we'll definitely try to check in with you in a little bit later. We did get a couple of tweets that I wanted just to mention that I was reading. One, it's Skipper Bowles Drive closed to ice. Orange Grove Road is really slick around Dairyland and Buckhorn over in the Hillsboro area, so just be aware of that. And if you see anything while you're traveling, if you're traveling, that is, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. Chapelboro.
All right. Well, thank you, Nikki. And our thanks again to Blake Hodge and the Performance Automall Storm Tracker. And this traffic report has been brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of Carrboro. Great restaurant. Go online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather looks like this. Brought to you by the Carolina Inn. 22 degrees. Winter storm warning remains in effect for a little over another half hour up until 9 o'clock, but precipitation has pretty much stopped here in the Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Orange County area. There is still some precipitation coming down east of Raleigh, but not here. Cloudy early this morning. We will get some sunshine in the afternoon, at least partly sunny skies. Slight chance of more precipitation, but probably not. Our high today in the low 30s. It won't be there for very long. We'll get a little sunshine in the afternoon, but not enough to really melt much, because tonight it'll get cold again. Mostly cloudy, cold, low down around 17. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Chance of snow showers in the afternoon tomorrow. Our high tomorrow in the low 30s. Tomorrow night, it's going to be just really incredibly cold. We'll have temperatures down in the single digits, maybe 5, 6, 7 degrees, somewhere around there. And there will be a little bit of a breeze blowing, which means that wind chill values will come into play, and it'll feel like it's zero or maybe even colder. Tomorrow, or Thursday rather, mostly sunny, colder with a high around 19 degrees. Coming up next on WCHL, first a word for the Carolina Inn. Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bars, where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients. Created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. We're going to talk about Carolina and Duke. That is on the way. There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
At the Durham Orange County Medical Society, our goal is to make you healthier, to improve treatments when you need them, and to bring together those practicing or studying medicine in Durham and Chapel Hill. Started here in 1905, Durham Orange County Medical Society provides support for its members, betters medical knowledge, influences legislation to improve care, and gathers members to provide meaningful associations. Learn more from our website, docmedsoc.org. The Durham Orange County Medical Society, leaders in medicine for a healthier tomorrow.
Have you heard? According to a new study, men who spent less than $2,000 on an engagement ring were more likely to have a successful marriage. At Chatelaine's, we take pride in our beautiful estate pieces and in the wholesale prices we put on them. Not into estate and vintage jewelry? We offer competitive rates on new and trending jewelry as well. Though going deep into debt may seem like a grand gesture, spending wisely without compromising quality is an expression of your commitment to her and your future together. Shop Chatelaine's, located in Carrboro's historic Carmel.
Don't miss the next Murphy School Radio Show, Saturday, February 21st at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m., a celebration of wit, lit, and music in the Triangle. Our special literary guests are novelist Kim Church and poet Michael Chitwood, with music from soprano Andrea Edith Moore and Grammy-nominated Alice Gerard. Proceeds benefit Just Right Academy and Mental Health America of the Triangle. This old-time variety show is kid-friendly and hipster-approved. Reserve your seats at murphyschoolradio.net.
This is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
823 WCHL time for championship sports. And, of course, there is this little matter of Duke and Carolina coming up on Wednesday night at Cameron Indoor Stadium. We have Duke beat writer for the News and Observer, Laura Keeley, on with us now. And, Laura, I guess when you just say Duke and Carolina, you don't really need to say much more. But this particular matchup finds teams going in opposite directions. Duke's been playing really well lately. Carolina, not so much. What kind of game are you expecting tomorrow night?
Yeah, you know, when you look at what Duke has done this year, they've kind of played their best in the big games, you know, starting with Michigan State in Champions Classic, and then they went to Wisconsin for the ACC Big Ten Challenge. You know, they came back from a double-digit deficit at St. John's to win Mike Krzyzewski's 1,000th game. And then they, you know, they ended a two-game losing streak at Louisville back when, you know, everyone thought Louisville was, you know, probably a top-five team. And then they, you know, came and blew out Notre Dame at home after losing to Notre Dame in South Bend. So, you know, Duke kind of consistently brings its best for big games. And obviously, you know, Duke-UNC is probably the biggest game of them all. So I expect Duke to play as good as we've seen them this season.
Well, you know, everybody talks about how tough it is to play at Cameron Indoor Stadium, and certainly it is. And there's some other things that surround this Duke-Carolina game when it's played in Durham, and that is Krzyzewskiville. How are things in that neighborhood?
Well, you know, it's a little messy right now with all the snow and all that, but I think the kids are done tenting right now. But, you know, they'll be in there, they'll be excited, and, you know, there's obviously an investment once if you are willing to do the tenting thing in the actual game. So, yeah, emotions tend to be a little more charged up than normal for the students.
Well, this Duke-Carolina rivalry goes back so long. I mean, they've been playing each other at least twice a year since 1920, and even I wasn't around back then. But this is the one that's recognized as maybe the best college basketball rivalry in all of America. And this year, to me at least, certainly no different, Laura.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. You know, once again, you know, Duke and UNC are both, you know, top 15, top 20 teams, and they're near the top of the ACC standings, and it's just kind of, you know, the standard of excellence that everyone's grown to expect, and, you know, either team is certainly capable of winning, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see exactly what we get.
Well, we call it round one because round two will take place in the Dean Smith Center coming up later on in the season. And I remember last year when they were supposed to play in the Dean Smith Center, there was that little matter of Duke having trouble getting over to Chapel Hill for the game. And, heck, who knows? We might have the same situation tonight.
Oh, I really hope that the weather is not an issue like it was last year, so hopefully we've gotten this winter storm thing out of our system by the time it's time for the ball to tip.
Well, Laura, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
That is Laura Keeley, News and Observer. She's the beat writer for the Duke Blue Devils. And, of course, we'll be on the air tonight, 7 o'clock, with our special pregame coverage. Countdown to tip-off starts at 7. We'll analyze this game in every way possible. We'll be talking with Art Chansky and Jeff Hamlin and Matt Oakes and a myriad of other folks, Barry Jacobs among them, over at Cameron Indoor Stadium. That is special coverage coming up tomorrow night for Carolina and Duke right here on WCHL. It's 8:27. I'm Ron Stutz, and now brought to you by the Vapor Girl.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
If it keeps snowing, should the Tar Heels trek over to Cameron? This is Art Chansky with Tuesday's Sports Notebook. Seeing all those empty seats that the snowstorm caused at Virginia last night made me think that maybe a second straight season of snow and ice here might be good for Carolina when it plays at Duke Wednesday. Sure, the crazies will be there, those dumb cops who have been camping out for 2 months in Tent City. But maybe the fat cats in the theater seats will stay home and watch on TV, especially since Dickie V will miss his first Duke-UNC game since he had hair. Remember what happened last year. We're coming, we're coming, we're coming, the Dukie said all day long. Then the governor told everyone to stay off the roads, and UNC said anyone who could walk to the game was welcome. All of a sudden, the Dukie said, we ain't coming. Now, do I think they really wanted to play that game no matter who would be in the Smith Center that night? Maybe not then, but certainly after the Tar Heels beat them 8 days later, I would say they should have come the first time. The problem was in the planning. Duke said the snowstorm that crippled the Triangle changed the Blue Devil schedule to come earlier. Not very smart for a bunch of smarties. First of all, earlier meant the roads were still jammed with people who, beginning between 2 and 3 o'clock, were all trying to get somewhere. And the bus that was supposed to take the team from Cameron to Chapel Hill hadn't shown up because it was stuck on the interstate. The plan should have been to come later, not earlier. Leaving at 7 or 7:30, the Dukies would have found snowy roads but clear sailing. And if the bus still hadn't gotten there, the players could have tweeted out that they needed 6 four-wheel vehicles in front of Cameron. Drivers get to sit behind the Duke bench.
they would have had 16 luxury four-wheels to choose from. So if it's snowy and icy Wednesday afternoon, I'm sure Roy Williams and the athletic department have a definite plan B. In fact, the worse the weather, the worse they will want to play the game, because it could be a half-empty Cameron, and Duke doesn't have enough students to fill up the 6,000 seats up top, or at least enough students who care. In fact, more Tar Heels will try to get into the game if they learn there are tickets to be had outside. So that should be the plan. If it turns to ice and snow, go, Tar Heels, go. This is our chance. See ya.
WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare.
And one, and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing, and we can say we knew her when. Visit unchildrens.org.
Where do you go from here? It's amazing what you can find in your own backyard. Whether you need a springboard to a bachelor's degree or a second chance at success, Durham Technical Community College has provided high quality, affordable, and convenient technical and career education for the citizens of Durham and Orange County since 1961. Just visit durhamtech.edu or call 919-536-7200 and find out just how far you can go. Durham Tech, do great things!
Don't miss the WCHL weekend shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Take a dive into the world of the arts with the Art Spot, hosted by staff of the Arts Center. Discover new musicians, actors, painters, and more from around here and beyond. Or take a ride with John Stillman on Financial Safari to acquire new tips and tools to successfully navigate today's ever-changing financial jungle. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. The News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. Winter storm warning remains in effect for another half hour up until 9 a.m. It's going to be cloudy for the most part early in the day, and then we will get some sunshine in the afternoon. Slight chance of sunshine for a couple of hours anyway. Our high today in the middle 30s, maybe low 30s, just a little above freezing, but not really long enough or warm enough to do much melting. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with a low all the way down to 17. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of snow showers in the afternoon. Our high temperature tomorrow, again, in the low 30s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated snow showers possible. Cold temperatures low down about 7 degrees, 5, 6, 7, somewhere in that range. A little bit of a breeze, which means that it's going to feel like it's zero or even colder. That is coming up tomorrow night.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
8:33, WCHL will begin by telling you about our closings, etc. We do have one change from earlier today. We had mentioned that St. Thomas More Catholic School will be open but delayed by 3 hours. They have since changed their minds on that and decided to close for the day. St. Thomas More Catholic School will be closed today. The Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools will be closed for students. It is an optional teacher work day, but again, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools closed for students. Same thing goes for Orange County Schools, Durham Public Schools, Chatham County Schools, Alamance County Schools, Orange Charter School, Carolina Friends School, Durham Academy, Hill Center, and Durham, all of those closed for today. UNC classes are set to resume after 11 a.m. Same thing at Duke. Duke classes will start at 11 o'clock this morning. We just got word that University Mall will be open today from 1 to 5 at the discretion of store owners. So if you're planning to go to University Mall for any reason today to shop, you might want to call your individual store first just to make sure that they are open.
As we prepare to move forward following a winter storm passing through, the work is certainly not over. Cold weather is going to be here to stay, and the folks of the IFC working very hard. We also want to remind you that there are crews out there, road crews, emergency workers who are working very hard to keep all of us safe. Best thing to do, if there's not any good reason for you to go out today, then for heaven's sake, to stay right where you are. Stay warm and stay off the roads. The cold weather can be difficult to deal with, but it's important that we make sure also that our four-legged friends are taken care of as well during these bitterly cold temperatures. Here's Orange County Animal Services Director Bob Morato about what we can all do to keep our animals safe.
We need to take care of them in the same spirit that we take care of other members of our families and households. I think the critical issue is whether or not we can bring them inside or keep them inside, and that is what we would strongly recommend, because that is the best set of circumstances they can be in, if you will, to weather the storm.
That is Bob Morato, Director of Orange County Animal Services, and he spoke with WCHL's Blake Hodge. You can hear that whole conversation on our website at chapelbrew.com, along with a litany of other stories and information that you need to get through the cold about closings and all that sort of thing. Go to our website, chapelbrew.com. Now, in other non-weather-related news, Durham County Grand Jury has indicted 46-year-old Craig Stephen Hicks on 3 counts of first-degree murder. In addition to the 3 counts of murder, Hicks was indicted on a single charge of discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling. Hicks allegedly shot and killed 3 Muslim college students last week at Findlay Forest in Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill police say the preliminary investigation points to an ongoing parking dispute as the motive of the shooting. However, others believe the shooting was a hate crime and motivated by the victim's religious affiliation. And because of that, this case has attracted global attention. The FBI has also opened an independent inquiry into the incident to determine if any federal laws have been broken. Orange County commissioners will discuss a possible bond referendum plan for 2016 when the board meets tonight. I strongly encourage you to listen later on in the day. We'll let you know if that meeting will actually go on. This, of course, is weather permitting. Board members are considering putting a $125 million bond on the ballot next year to pay for school repairs, affordable housing, and other county needs. County staffers say commissioners could fund the projects using either a bond or pay-as-you-go funding. Both methods would require a property tax rate increase. If they decide to move forward with the bond, commissioners will likely appoint a task force to determine spending priorities. The board is scheduled to meet at 7 o'clock tonight at Southern Human Services Center in Chapel Hill. Again, that is weather permitting. And also tonight, there's an important meeting scheduled for the Carrboro Board of Aldermen and Mayor Liddy Lavelle. They will share their views about a proposed development deal that could end with a second hotel at 300 East Main Street and a big new Arts and Innovation Center near Armadillo Grill. Developers are asking the town to invest $4.5 million. That has drawn skeptical citizen comments at previous public hearings about the proposed $13 million project. The Arts and Innovation Center would be the new home for the Art Center, as well as Kid Zoo Children's Museum. A lot of concern in the community about the future of Cat's Cradle, which is not included in that particular proposal. The proposal does have supporters, notably 2 former mayors of Carrboro. Mark Chilton and Ellie Kinnaird are both behind it. Tonight's Board of Aldermen meeting will be held at 7:30 at Carrboro Town Hall, 301 West Main Street. Again, that is weather permitting. We just got word that Chapel Hill Transit is not going to be running at all today. So we had said earlier that they would try and get to a regular schedule at about 11 o'clock this morning, perhaps 10 o'clock, but no, they have decided now that Chapel Hill Transit buses will not be running at all today. So if you're planning on taking a bus somewhere, you have to make some other arrangements. And the best thing, of course, is just to stay home and stay off the roads. We have a very sad story to report this morning. Chris Hobbs, who led East Chapel Hill High School to the 1997 3A State Basketball Championship, has died. Details are still very sketchy. We spent much of last night trying to run down details on this, but we've learned that Hobbs lived in Durham, and he served as a collection specialist with the American Red Cross after his professional basketball career ended. He was only 33 years old. This news came as a big shock to a lot of people, in particular Hobbs High School coach, East Chapel Hill High School's Ray Hartsfield, who remembers Chris Hobbs as a local legend.
I had a couple of coaches call me and said, you know, Chris is, may have been one of the best high school players that came through North Carolina. You know, and I think that's a great point. He was a tremendous high school player. He had a good career at Clemson, then got to play overseas. He took his talent as far as he could take it. But, you know, those 3 years, he missed most of his senior year. Those 3 years, you know, there's not many lights that shine like Chris's in high school basketball in North Carolina.
Hobbs played under Larry Shiat down at Clemson from 2000 through 2004. He made the ACC All-Rookie Team in 2001. He ended up scoring 961 points in his career with the Tigers and grabbed 679 rebounds. In Chapel Hill, Hobbs was best known as the centerpiece behind the East 3A state championship, a title captured in storybook fashion. The Wildcats defeated Hickory 60-58 when Andy Jones hit a three-pointer at the buzzer at the Smith Center to boot. Even more remarkably, it was the first boys basketball team ever at East Chapel Hill High School, still the only team in North Carolina history to win a state title in its first year. In fact, it was the first year of existence for East Chapel Hill High School, and East won the state title, which was an amazing story. Chris Hobbs was a very big part of all that. He was a freshman centered on that team. Hartsfield says the 12 players who comprised that squad were very close on and off the court.
They really created a culture for our program, and Chris was the ringleader. He was a gladiator between the lines, but boy, he was a fun-loving big baby between outside of the lines. You know, we'd be at practice, and my son would be there, and I probably had to tell him to stop playing with little Ray and come to practice. You know, he was that kind of, he just liked to keep it going. We miss him.
Last February, during a game against Person, Hartsfield arranged a reunion to honor the 1997 state championship team, which 12 players attended. When Hobbs was there, of course, he was asked what it was like to return to his old gym. He said, "It smells like game time." And that's a quote. Chris Hobbs was a fine high school and college basketball player, went on to play professionally in Europe for a while, and a fine young man above all of that, and dead at the age of 33. It's 8:41 at WCHL. And we'll take another look at your traffic and weather together coming up in just a moment. We also have Adopt-A-Bet on the way.
When Squids opened over 20 years ago, we made a commitment to serving hot, fresh hush puppies to every table. They're really very simple, basically cornmeal and water. But when you bite into a hush puppy, you're transported to the coast. It's the perfect prelude to any seafood dish, whether it's fried oysters, grilled mahi-mahi, or fresh Maine lobster. And it's our way of welcoming you to Squids. Squids Famous Hush Puppies, the perfect start to a delicious seafood dinner.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the basketball court, teamwork is what you need to take on any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. And as always, thanks for your business and continuing to make Fitch Lumber and Hardware a family tradition.
Right now, you're thinking about the car in front of you that left its blinker on. Blink, 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 blink for the last 5 miles. Well, snap out of it, because what you should be thinking about is switching to GEICO and saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance. You can access GEICO online, over the phone, or even on the mobile app. And it's so easy, you can do it in the blink of an eye. See what I did there?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com today.
Tar Heel fans, Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 7th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the big game, a pregame reception,
photos on the court, and more. To enter, sign up for, or use the ExxonMobil Smart Card at any Cruisers location between now and February 24th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center.
Right, time now for traffic and weather together at WCHL. It's been quite a busy morning around here, hasn't it?
It sure has.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, a reminder, we just got word a few moments ago, you passed along that Chapel Hill Transit buses are not running at all today.
Not running at all today because of the slick road conditions. So if they're not running today, well, you know, just kind of take that into account. I mean, you know, if you're going to be having to head out of the house, maybe you'd rather stay in because, you know, they usually are quite active on the roadways regardless of the weather. So if they're not running, you probably shouldn't either.
If they're not running, you can take it that it's really bad.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, we do have I saw a couple of tweets earlier about some road closures, and just want to send those out to you. Skipper Bowles Drive closed due to ice. Orange Grove Road, very slick around Dairyland and Buckhorn. And these are just a handful. We actually have a coworker that came in on Homestead Road, and she said that at the time that she came through, it looked like they had only plowed like half of the roadway, and the rest of it was untouched. So those side streets, as Blake has been saying all morning, probably not the best to travel on. As a matter of fact, speaking of Blake Hodge and the Performance Auto Mall Storm Tracker, he's on the phone with us right now. Hey.
I am, and it's not getting any better, Nikki. It's the side roads, as you were just saying, if they've gotten to any of the side roads, it's a bit of a surprise because from what I have seen, everything off of the major roads is still only traffic that's been on it is just cars trying to get in and out. So if you don't have to go out today, please stay home and let the DOT get to work because it's not going to go anywhere anytime soon with the temperatures that we're having. So still dealing with a lot of icy conditions. So if you can stay home, please just make it easier for everybody and do that.
Well, we appreciate you being out this morning, Blake, and all your hard work and dedication.
You know, who really appreciates it is all the coworkers that I'm picking up right now and making come to work.
So they love you for that.
I'm their favorite.
I'm sure.
You totally are.
They're thinking right now, thank goodness for Blake Hodge getting me to work.
Yeah.
Which I really wanted to
if
be.
If he didn't have that storm tracker, we could be home warm right now. But no.
That's exactly right.
Thanks a lot, Blake. We appreciate it. All right. Well, I do want to just point out to you, I got a phone call from one of the store owners over at University Mall saying that Fordham Boulevard they've done a pretty good job, the DOT, as far as like scraping Fordham Boulevard. But as Blake was saying, you know, the side streets getting there, probably not as good. But University Mall, just FYI, will be open from 1 to 5 today out of the discretion of the, of course, you have to keep in mind the discretion of the store owners might be a little different. So if you're going to be heading out there, you might want to call first if you're going to be going to a specific store to make sure they're open. But we do have a bunch of closings and delays and all that on our website, chapelboro.com, so make sure you check that. And if you are out on the roadways, be a WCHL Road Warrior. You call us at 967-8363, or you can even tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
And everybody do what Nikki did this morning. Get out about a half an hour early if you have to go somewhere, and just sit there in your car. And try to stay warm while your car defrosts.
Yes.
Don't bother trying to scrape I did.
Oh, I did too, scrape.
Let it defrost. Take the easy way out. Run out of half a tank of gas while that is happening.
Take the easy way out.
Yeah, which is what Nikki did.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. I don't believe in waking up my neighbors with car horns or anything.
Wouldn't want you to strain yourself or anything. I'm sure they're used to the loud noises coming out of your house.
I know, yeah.
Well, anyway, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And we will talk to you later on.
You got it.
All right. Now, we'll turn to your Chapel Hill cover weather forecast. Everybody wants to know what it's going to do. Well, we can tell you that we're not out of the woods yet as far as the weather is concerned. Still, we may be out of the woods for now as far as precipitation is concerned. That has pretty much stopped. There's still some going on east of Raleigh, but east of Highway 1, to be more specific about it. But here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsboro, no snow, no sleet, no rain, nothing like that. Our high today, about 34, maybe 35 degrees, and partly sunny skies in the afternoon, but that won't last very long. Our temperatures will go down again when sundown hits, and we'll go all the way down to about 17, in fact. On Wednesday, partly sunny, chance of snow showers in the afternoon. I don't know, in the low 30s. Tomorrow night, though, that's when you really got to watch out. Tomorrow night, really cold, with a low down around 5, 6, 7 degrees. Wind chill values as low as 5 below. So we're talking extremely cold tomorrow night. On Thursday, mostly sunny and colder with a high only about 19 degrees. And wind chill values as low as 8 below in the morning on Thursday. So we're talking about some exceedingly cold temperatures on the way over the next couple of days. So everybody just try and stay inside and keep warm as much as you can. The Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Are you a physician assistant in the area who is looking to join an academy of peers? If so, let the North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants work for you. Not only does being a part of the NCAPA connect you to fellow PAs in North Carolina, it also provides opportunities to have a voice on legislation that impacts your right to practice medicine. The Academy offers multiple occasions to meet peers and holds two annual CME conferences. Let the NCAPA help you so you can continue helping others. Visit ncapa.org today.
Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. You can meet your friends for a delicious lunch or dinner of skillfully prepared contemporary American cuisine, browse the wine shop for an intriguing bottle to take home, or just relax at the beautiful candlelit bar with a spicy margarita or frosty craft beer. Glass Half Full, good food, fine wine, and lots of fun too. Visit us online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
Crown Honda of South Point is starting off the year right with a resolution to reduce inventory. We'll do whatever it takes to make you a great deal during our inventory reduction sale. Get a new 2015 Honda Civic for just $159 a month, or drive a new 2015 Honda Accord for only $199 a month. Our loss is your gain during our inventory reduction sale. On now at Crown Honda of South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com. Subject to credit approval, excludes taxes, tags, and fees. See dealer for complete lease details.
Hello, this is Eric Montross, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz. Time to wake up, Ron.
Yeah, I guess so. 8:51 at WCHL. Thanks, Eric. Tuesday morning, as you know, is always time for Adopt-A-Pet, made possible by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. Wolfgang is celebrating its first anniversary at Minamont Village. Join them in marking a successful first year with anniversary specials on grooming and treats. Wolfgang Bakery. And we had Katie McClure scheduled to come in today from Paws Forever. Katie was not able to make it in because of the weather, but instead I have an Adopt-A-Pet success story to pass along to you on Orville and Wilbur. You remember Orville and Wilbur? They were two great dogs, and Linda Stewart, I understand, a Paws Forever volunteer, actually became a volunteer after seeing Orville on the website and thinking that she might like to adopt him. When Linda came to visit, Orville was too shy to come out and say hello, and instead of giving up on adoption, Linda signed up to volunteer and began working very closely with Orville and Wilbur. Although she was still interested in adopting Orville, Linda was happy to step aside when she learned that Georgia had put in an application on him. She knew it was the right match. Linda said, Orville and Wilbur are just magic, and the folks at Paws Forever certainly agree with that. Those dogs are so special. They brought out the best in the staff, volunteers, and in their new moms. They're so happy they found their forever homes, and we can't wait to see them together at future playdates in the dog park. Paws Forever was able to give hope to those dogs through the dedication of their staff, volunteers, and owners. And, of course, they were on the radio right here on WCHL on Adopt-A-Pet. So if you would like to volunteer at Paws Forever, or if you'd like to adopt a dog, then cats as well, go to pawsforever.org. That is P-A-W-S, the number four, ever, .org. With your donation, also, they can give hope to even more homeless dogs and cats in the community. Pawsforever.org. Congratulations, Orville and Wilbur, who have found their forever homes, and I'm looking at a couple of pictures of them right now, and boy, they are really good-looking dogs. I remember them very well. Adopt a Pet, brought to you by Wolfgang Chapel Hills. And Wolfgang supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt a Pet. We'll be back normal with another pet to adopt coming up next Tuesday here on WCHL.
This is Sammy Martin of Franklin Street Realty, and you're not Kit.
No, I'm James Blackburn.
James, at Franklin Street, we often ask, why would you call anyone else? Expound on that, please.
Well, if I wanted a pizza, I'd call Peppers, not Franklin Street Realty.
James, Peppers is closed.
I know, but it was good pizza. Similarly, if I wanted a haircut, I would call a hairdresser.
But you don't have much hair left, and it's obvious that's not what I'm talking about.
I know. If I wanted to buy or sell a house, I would definitely call Franklin Street Realty.
There we are. Why?
Because I want to work with people like me.
Overly tall, overweight people with a funny accent?
The only thing funny about my accent is after living here for 24 years, I'm starting to sound a bit like y'all.
That's y'all.
I mean, I want to work with realtors who don't wear name tags, blazers, or button-downs. Genuine, friendly people who are comfortable in jeans, who aren't afraid to get dirty, and will call under a house, who will work on the weekends, who will answer the phone after hours.
Who are connected to the community?
That helps.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Don't miss the WCHL Weekend Shows, designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Gain new tips on making your career goals a reality with the inspirational stories on The Art of Potential, hosted by Christian Heemstra. Curious to learn all sorts of new things? So is D.G. Martin, host of Who's Talking. Join him as he uncovers a vast range of subjects from people in our community. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the whole weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, the news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
Good morning, St. 55 at WCHL, and very quickly here, WCHL's Kylie McCoy reports on students getting ready for the Carolina Duke basketball game coming up tomorrow night, and she's talking specifically about Krzyzewskiville.
Some students will wait hours in line to see a Carolina Duke basketball game, and others spend weeks camping in a tent. Krzyzewskiville hosts some of the craziest college basketball fans out there, the Cameron Crazies. Since 1986, Duke students have pitched tents outside Cameron Indoor Stadium months before the game. Senior Anand Raghumaran wasn't always a Blue Devils fan, but the Seattle native quickly learned the UNC-Duke rivalry.
There's so much history, too. When you go, you look at all these, you know, pump-up, hype-up videos, and you see people, the crowds just jumping around, people making last-minute game-winning shots.
Raghumaran has tented for 3 of the 4 years he's been a student at Duke, and it's not until temperatures dive below 25 degrees that the Cameron Crazies are permitted to leave their tents.
There's been multiple days when it's hovered around 26 or 25, and that's really miserable. You're just kind of looking at your iPhone and just thinking, oh, man, please, for the love of God, go below 25. And sometimes it doesn't, and it sucks.
The freezing cold isn't the only element the Cameron Crazies have to deal with, and sometimes it takes more than just blankets and sleeping bags to protect them from the weather.
Well, I do remember this one day. There was a huge windstorm, and basically the tent felt like it was going to fall over, and so we're all in there, and we're all laughing at the fact that, you know, if this thing, like, we have also this battery in there, and so if the tent catches fire or somehow the battery explodes, we're all going to die, and that will be the saddest thing ever.
The Seattle native wasn't always a Blue Devils basketball fanatic, so what does his family think about all of this?
My mom tells me every day, like, what are you doing? I've Skyped there a couple times in the tent, and she immediately just clicks the off button. She just doesn't even want to see me in there.
Duke faces off against Carolina Wednesday night, and leading up to that game, 100 tents will be lined up outside Cameron Indoor Stadium in hopes of punching a ticket to the game. Kylie McCoy, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
By the way, Chapel Hill Transit is not running at all today. They decided not to run the buses at all today. University Mall is open from 1 to 5 today at the discretion of individual store owners, so it might be a good idea to call first. Closings, Chapel Hill, Cobourg City Schools are closed. Orange County Schools, Durham Public Schools, Chatham County Schools, Alamance County Schools, all closed, as is Orange Charter School, Carolina Friends School, Durham Academy, Hill Center in Durham is closed. UNC classes will start at 11 o'clock. Duke classes, same thing. St. Thomas More Catholic School is also closed. And those are the announcements we have, the major ones to pass along. You can go to our website, get the complete rundown on everything. Chapel. Greensboro.com. Get the whole list of everything affected by the weather. It's 858.
Looking for a classic village lifestyle plus a sophisticated new home? Visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Not only does Winmore offer a pool, playground, trails, and open space, your children can walk to Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School. The UNC bus route stops at Winmore, right near Town Center, too. Stanley Martin Homes offers the best in energy efficiency and a choice of three beautiful designs at Winmore, starting in the 370s. Go see them or go to stanleymartin.com.
Quick word for Crown Honda of South Point, the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Also, Town Hall Grill is located in Southern Village. Town Hall Grill is the perfect place for a great meal. Don't forget, after UNC home games, you can show your ticket and get 10% off anything to eat and drink at Town Hall Grill. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. It is 22 degrees in Chapel Hill. Been there pretty much all morning. 21 this morning in Carborough. Winter storm warning is about to go out at 9 o'clock this morning, but still cold all day today. It'll be cloudy for the first part of the day. We will get some sunshine in the afternoon, but temperatures won't rise very much into the low 30s, and then that's about it. So not a lot of melting today. Tonight, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. Cold again with a low down to 17. On Wednesday, partly sunny. Chance of snow showers in the afternoon. High in the low 30s. Wednesday night, really cold with a low down to about 5 or 6 degrees. Hey, remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? Almost forgot. Give me a call. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you know the word of the day from Wayne Pond, call me, tell me what it means and how to spell it. I'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. It's 9 o'clock.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL.